They're getting
46, 92. Memvav Amud Beis.
Memvav Amud Beis.
This is actually a landmark session because this is the last full block which is missing in the series. From here on in, they're only half block or less missing.
Okay, so we're chugging along.
We have made major progress. Okay, so we're going to start from Halacha Dalet because Ketan Mem Zion is a missing blot. So we'll start from the Mishnah.
Okay.
Be'sham Omri Poter Adam Es Ishto Be'Get Yoshen. Be'sham Omri Osrin. So Get Yoshen is where they wrote a get and then they were Misyache together. They were in seclusion together after the get was written. So Be'sham Omri says you can still use the get. Get's still okay. Be'sham Omri says you can't use the get. Okay, that's what it says. The Mishnah says, "Eizu get Yoshen Koshi is Yachin Ima Me'achar Shekosvu." Anytime they Yichud after it was written. So let's see the Korban Eder here in the Mishnah. Get Yoshen Shekosvu Garish Ishto. He wrote a get. He's Yachin Ma'achar Ksiba. Uveisham Eizu Shita Sayud. I'm making a sofa kiltin. Lo Yigarish Adam Es Ishto. Person not supposed to divorce his wife. Only came Matzibah Erva Dvar Erva. Unless he found something licentious in her conduct. Therefore, we're not concerned that he might have had relations with her when that point when they were secluded. Between the writing and the giving, she's repugnant in his eyes. So she tosayu the arme. I feel yichasas tavshilo muta garsha. He'll hold it even if she burnt his toast. He's allowed to divorce her. So she's not repugnant in his eyes. Because make us laws, and there might be laws. Lashon Hara which goes out, Shema Yisha get Shono Shno Sain. Maybe it's going to delay again for a year or two. Maybe Simon Sina, you know, turns out burning his toast was a sufficient offense to divorce her. Vayula Bani Mimenu, we talk about as end, me then's going to have kids. Vachaki Gosheba, then you're going to use the get. Choose Mana get, call him later in, and they see the time they get preceded the birth of the child. Yisbu, they're going to think. That Shinosala get Bashas Kiva, he gave her the get at the time it was written. We now Pnuya Nolat, and this child is born out of wedlock. Even though in Halacha it really is a very minor step problem to have it become, it's a shortcoming, and it might make it harder for the child to find a Shirk. Okay?
Okay,
so it's back to the Gemara. Rabbi B'Shem Shmuel said, Kulan Inisu Lotetse, Shalotzi Liza Banel. In this case, and in previous cases of a similar level of severity, so then, it's only in this case. I don't know why it says v'chulon. But in this case, if she got married on the basis of this get, even Kohen Beis Hillel, she shouldn't get divorced, in order that people shouldn't think that her children from the second husband are mamzerim, which is a much worse problem than being born out of wedlock. Okay? The Ana Tzninon Me'achar Shekosvulo. We learned after he wrote it for her. Isai Tam Me'achar Shekosvulo. Some say after he gave it to her. Ma'ana Me'achar Shekosvulo Me'sei Le'Beis Shammai. That's like Beis Shammai who says that after it's written you can still give it to her, right? Even though they were in seclusion. Now this doesn't make sense. What do you mean Achash Nosu Mesele Beso? So the Rebbe says take the bottom. The Beis Shammai said that if you go, if you divorce your wife, and after you divorce your wife, which is a separate case, this is for sure after the divorce, and then they went to a hotel together. Right after the divorce, they went to a motel. So Beis Shammai says, "Ein chashim alichu." We don't assume that they were in seclusion. They were in separate rooms, right? Ein chashim alichu mishum beila achar esina. Even they were in seclusion, we don't think they were had relations. Man ma'achar shenosla. So those who hold that after Kasiva, it's not a problem. It's Beis Shammai. They hold it's not a problem after Kasiva, and it's not a problem after Nesina. It's never a problem because we don't suspect there's any Yichud. Right, but the Maimonides says after it's gimeter, even after it's given, there's chashash. Right, not just after it's written, but even after it's given, that's a chashash laz. That's Basilo, who says she's not repugnant, so therefore, maybe even after the divorce itself, they had relations when they were in the motel together. Okay. So, Lochay. So you write the year according to the kingdom where you are not. In other words, for example, you wrote in Bavel for the count to the kingdom of Rome, right? Now, with Malchus and Elgenis, it's two possibilities. One is because it's not the right Malchus, right? Because Rome is not the governing entity in Bavel. The other is that the name Moshe means now, Bavavli and Farish, the Kodal Hashem Elgenis, Al Shem Bazuina Saticha Bagoyim, Shem Loksav Lo Loshem. Rome is considered to be degraded in that they don't have their own writing nor language, because evidently it's considered, even though there are differences, it's considered that Latin was basically a theft from the Greeks. It's not was not really an independent language. Okay? I don't know exactly how what they mean by that, but that's what it says in the Bible. Okay? Okay, so you write Libinia Bais Akazim Alshin again, it's the Shem Malchus Madai, which no longer existed at the time. Lubinia Bais, according to... What?
I have a Lushay Malchus.
Okay, right, Shem Malchus Yobin, sorry. Lubinia Bais, to Bill Bais Mitzvah, Shulchorban Bais, Hayab HaMizr Kosev HaMarav, if he was in the east and he wrote in the west, that if he was in the west, HaMarav Kosev HaMizr, Tatum Yisem is there. She's got to get divorced again from her first husband. She got divorced from her second husband. But she could get Yisem is there. She's to get from each one. Ela Luxuva, she doesn't get a Xuva from either husband. Lopero, she doesn't get any fruit which she would have gotten as a result of. He doesn't get the fruit from her. Rav Meir says that Lopero's din peir shetik nu lo liyusha. She for Kenemi Chevy Tachas Peros. In other words, he doesn't get the Peros and she, from her property, and she cannot demand redemption if she gets taken prisoner. Okay? Velo Mazono, she doesn't get food. Velo Blow, she doesn't take any of the clothing which was bought from her husband's money. Either husband. In Lotham Mizem Mizem, she took with the husband Tachazir. She should give back by Vlad Mamzer Mizel Mizet. Okay, it's a pretty stark chumrah because at least one of them is only the Rabbanah, not the Raisa.
So the get was, the first get was invalid.
Right.
That's the point?
Yes.
And she got married on it?
Yeah. Okay.
So why is it so bad? If the get is invalid, totally invalid.
And the moms are for the first son is only the Rabbanah, not the Raisa.
Moms are Mizel Mizel. Got it. Okay.
So it's a super chumra, a very super chumra. So the low zeb is zeb, the time of love. If either one was a coin, they can't go to the Levaya. Low zeb is a coin, they can't do, they're not allowed to take lo mitziyasa, not a mitziya, velo maseya dea, nor things with her handiwork, velo ba forest, and the dorea. I said that right, didn't I?
Yep.
So I went back a line. Okay.
Right.
I skipped a line, I went back. Okay, sorry. That's the basisol, she's the basisol, and if somebody akuna, she can no longer marry a coin. Because one of her bios was possible, Bas Levi, I mean, I might say this going to a mayor that you actually have to be, it's possible to become possible from eating Meiser. We don't pass that way. We pass and there's no such thing as becoming possible from eating Meiser Rishon. Ubas Kohen Mina Chuma. She's a Bas Kohen, and she is Nisos Mina Chuma because she becomes a Chalola. And Yoshim Shelzev, Yoshim Shelzev, Yoshim Ksuvaso. Neither heirs from either marriage can inherit her Ksuva. If she predeceases her husband, Ksuva's Bani Dichrin, she can't get the Ksuva which the husband guaranteed her, even in the case of when she predeceases her.
Remind me, I have a question about that, but let's keep going.
Okay. Mesu achim shazeb, achim shazeb, mesu, sorry, if both husbands died, achim shazeb, achim shazeb, chotzim belom yame, both of the brothers-in-law have to do chalitza, not ibu. Shino shmo ushma, they brought the wrong names for him and for her. Shemiro v'shemiro, the wrong cities. Teitzim izem izem. Also, she got a divorce from both. V'chol shachim ilbo with all these severities. Kol arayas shemutzor, same mutoros. Any arayas where they said that you're allowed, that their tzoros are mutzor lashuk. Right? So, for example, Reuven married his niece, and he had a second wife, and then Reuven dies, and Shimon is supposed to do yibum, but he can't because one of the wives is his own daughter. So then they both go free without any yibum or chalitza. What happens later on? They found out that his daughter was an idleness, right? She was not capable of having children. And in the meantime, the co-wife had married somebody else. So the co-wife who got married has to get divorced from both her husbands, not literally because in this case, because the first husband is dead, but she needs chalitza, b'chol dvarim ha'elubah, and all of these chumras apply to her. Okay, you want to ask a question now or leave it for later?
It's just a general question. You know, the Gemara, the Mishnah and Ketubas talk about Ketubas Banim Zichrin and all these other Tanaim that were standard for Ketubah. But in our ketubah today, we don't have that kind of stuff. There's no mention of banim dichrin in the standard ketubah that they read today, for example.
It doesn't have to be mentioned because it's a tanai based thing. In other words,
it also applies.
What?
All the stuff that's listed as tanai based thing also applies?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So even in writer to it still applies.
Okay, interesting.
But I'm trying to remember if that's true. I think you're right. I think it's not written. Okay, I think you're right. So it says, Rabbi Yochum Sherriyani also said, Vlad Mamzer, Mibnea Sakona. Okay, so this is an interesting concept. Look at the Mibnea Moshe's radical ideas is not in the Bible. Also, as far as I recall, also Vlad Mamzer Mishum Nezko Koma the Ikar Takona Shatikin Chtov Shem Malchus Begid Minei Sakona Shehel Lono Sholom Malchus Rachamim Shina Bzeh Vlad Mamzer. So therefore, you are being misaking all of Am Yisrael by writing a get with the wrong Malchus because it looks like you're rebelling against your Malchus. So therefore, for the greater good, we made the severity. Okay, Rav Huna Shem Rav said. Kol da pirkad Rabbi Meir, all of this Mishnah and all of this parak is like Rabbi Meir says. Rabbi Moshe, kol the choshi ba'ari masnisin by pirkad Rabbi Meir. You feel the kol mishanim ba'beya shetov chomim ve'gidin havlag mamzer. Okay, this is all like Rabbi Meir, right? We don't paskin like him. With the exception of where the name is wrong, that Ima Chachamim could see that in that case, where Machmir and the Vlad is a mamzer. Okay? Rabbi Mona Boykum Rabbi Yossi, Hamagarish? What about the next parak, which has Psulim also Hamagarish, where it says like you're mutzah to everybody except for Reuven, stuff like that, the ninth parak? Amlei, Leis Pirka Dichon Ela Didon. That's not, I'm not talking about your parak, I'm talking about our parak, right? In other words, specifically in Azore Get, not in other cases. So, okay, Azore Get, Azore Meir, the Mishnah is going to Meir, Chachonim disagree with the exception of Shina Shmo Shmo, Shemiro Shemiro. Otherwise, in all the cases, but the evidence is a valid get.
Okay.
Alochabab, Hakon is a Sivimto. Somebody who, in fact, took was Miyabim, his brother's wife. Welcome to us, and he says, "Acher." This is the case we just brought down, right? We're talking about the name says Zushi Ionis. Tate says, "And we say, 'I'm called Drachim Elubah.'" So that was the example I gave, not remembering that it was the next Mishnah, but that is what the Mishnah gives as the example of the last case in the previous Mishnah, where Tate says, "And we say." Okay, says the Gemara, Amudeis, so this is talking about not our case of Mishnah, but generally speaking. The Tegu Korban Eda, he says, right? She got married al chalitza. Mao she al chalitza yobam. Oh, the tachas hasheni muter so al chalitza. The matetim hasheni v'chakach chalitza yobam basur the sheni yobam. So yobam was nisayis l'shuk was al chalitza. So what's her status afterwards? So can she still do chalitza and be muter to her husband who just married her? Or she has to chalitza, but she's usher to this husband as if it was an adulterous relationship. Now, it's not standard adultery, and the child is not going to be a mamzer, because it's only, except according to Rabbi Akiva, we don't pass, right? Because Yavam Lashuk is only Isser Lav. It's not an Isser Kores or worse. So therefore, there's no mamzeris involved. But nevertheless, perhaps she's usher to this Yavama forever. Okay? Rabbi Yirmiyah said, well, she could still do chalitza and still remain with her new husband. Not nish keferach. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazish said, Teitze, no, he cannot remain with, she cannot remain with her new husband. She has to get chalitza and a get. That's the way we pass it. Rabbi Yossi showed Rabbi Pinchas, hech Rabbi Sava, what did Rabbi hold about this? So he said to him, Chazor Becha. Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Pinchas, change your mind. The low king, if you don't, on a custom law, Zaki Mamre. I'm going to write about you that you're Zaki Mamre because you're passing incorrectly. Because in fact, we Rabbi passing like Rabbi Yochanan, the Tetzin. Okay? I have here to look at the Gilead of Ephraim, which is in the back of the Gemara. You look at the back of the Gemara after. The pagination after Gemara begins again with Aleph, where it starts the Ashuri Korban, right? After that, all the way after the Ashuri Korban, and the following page, there's a Gilin Ephraim. Gilin Ephraim, on Amud Beis of that page, which does not have a page number, it says here, I'm not sure why I refer to that, but I think that there it says that Shmuel, I think Shmuel there also said about somebody that if you don't change your mind, I'm going to call you Zokin Mamre. And the question is, do they mean it literally? In which case is a Zokin Mamre even in the time of the Gemara, even though there's no Sanhedrin, or they don't mean it literally? And most Acharyim say they don't mean it literally. It's just a figure of speech, right? That, but some Acharyim say, no, if you argue on the primary Shita in Halacha, and you are actually saying like a Zokin Mamre, but it's very difficult to understand that. Okay? I'm back to the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Zina. Masdisa Messiah Rabbi Echla. The Mishnah is at the Braisa, the following Braisa, is the right Rabbi Echla. Teitze Mizeh, it says, Teitze Mizeh Umizeh, Yuhimadrach Dvarim Ba, Tivir Abi Meir, Shana Shemer Kiva. This Yavama Shmises Lashuk, she had, without Chalitza, she had the same principles as our Mishnah, Teitze Mizeh Umizeh, Tivir Abi Meir, Shana Shemer Kiva, Chachon Amrim, E Mamzeh Yavama. No, there is no Mamzeh from Yavama. Halot says Teitze, but she can't remain with the Yavam, with the husband. Sorry, she can't remain with the husband. Okay, it was way to Pascha. Now this is a very, very.
But she certainly is still usher to the yavam, right? Once she's
usher to both of them, yeah. She's usher to both. There's no mamzeres, but she's usher to both of them. Kasev asoifer v'tov. The soifer wrote a get and made a mistake. He also wrote a reshover, a receipt. Nasa get liyishav reshover liish. Gave the get to the woman. In other words, the woman received the get as if it was a receipt, and the man received the receipt as if a get, the nusin zelas, and then they exchange them. Lachas man, later on, comes out of Rea, get yotzi mitachas, yedeya ish, vashomer miyada isha, and turns out that the man is holding on to the get, and the shov, woman's on the receipt. So obviously, teitze mizel mizeh, she has to get married, divorce from both, b'chol drachim elu bo, even according to Rabbanim, because there's no divorce here. Listen, im al asar yotza, and no get. If this is the way it can happen immediately, then it's not a get, obviously. Akasman yotza, if it happened later on, right, in other words, later on they discovered that there was this issue, hare ze get. The get is still about get. Shlo komin arishon labei tzchus l'shol sheni. It's not within the first husband's purview to forbid the second one. Now, this interesting makes this very interesting. Lo komishon ain't bechol devar ain't kol kedvar shavishon. We don't believe the first husband. Lamino to believe that actually he gave the get the shover to the wife and he kept the get and the get came to him. Ulasa alsheni. Lamino we say kenonia also haisha baal arishon. We say there was a plot of the wife and the first husband. And they wanted to get remarried, and therefore they switched the shtaros after she got married to the second guy. So we think that this is actually a setup, not actually a true occurrence. Okay? I don't know if we passed the Rabbi Elazar on this.
So Ben's machine, that the get was never nifsar to her, right?
Well, that,
she never got
the get, except Rabbi Elazar claims that if it's years later, then we say you're full baloney, you got the get, and now you're just playing games.
Is this the same thing, like, in that... Your husband dies and she gets remarried because she should have checked into it carefully? Is that why we're so... besides the fact that she was,
exactly. Somebody was a moron here. They should have actually checked and make sure that this was actually a get. And this is we're basically finding them because they were all, I guess, too frivolous about this. I don't think this ever happened in the history of the world, to be honest with you. It's a nice hypothetical case, but I can't imagine it ever actually happened. Okay.
You gotta understand. I mean, there were periods of time when the only people that could actually be to get and understand what it said were Talmidei Chachamim, right?
Right.
And that's still the case today.
That's true, but usually get is written by responsible people. But, maybe it did happen once. Who knows? But it's a very, very unlikely case. Okay, so the Gemara asks, wants to clarify this. If in fact the Sofer made a mistake, so then our Fibulazim right there, of course our Fibulazim concedes that, it's a mistake, and it's a mistake. And if the Sofer says he didn't make a mistake, our Rabbanim right there. So certainly Rabbanim should also be right there that there is foul, the foul play of foot here. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about where we don't know. Where's the Chosh Hashem Aloto? Maybe there was no mistake. Rabbanu Chayshim Shema Torah. Rabbanu Chayshim. Maybe there was a mistake. Okay, Rabbi Lezmer. Imasai would say ain't no get because there obviously was a mistake. Achazman would say raise the get. Shelo akol mishul abe tzchus l'shesheni. What's considered to be immediately or short term? Rabbi Lezmer is Chayshim. Rabbi Lezmer achelo nisar sov and nisar sov before she gets engaged to a second one. As long as she's engaged with the second one, it's considered to be alasat. Rabbi Yitzchak Chukula Omar Achalo Nises Veneses. Now, and Erusin is not good enough. It's only after to end alasat. Only Nisuin ends alasat. Masnisa Messiah Rabbi Zira. And this Bryce Rabbi Zira. Lo Konishal Abis Chuso Min Hasheni. So when did she call Shel Hasheni already? From the time of Erusin, she's already called the Sheni. Shel Hasheni. So therefore, from that time, but Rabbi Lezer really don't believe that such a mistake occurred. Rather, we are suspicious.
Okay.
Because the guy Shishto, you want to get to divorce your wife, and Benimach, you changed your mind. And you didn't give her the get. B'sharmin pasla min akuna, right? You pasla from the kuna by virtue of the very fact that you wrote the get, right? So it's called Reach HaGet. The smell of a get here. Ubein Somim Ava Bishanoslu, and you gave it to her, you gave it out tonight. Velo Nase Atznai, the condition was never revoked. Lo Pesola Minakuna, she's not possible Minakuna. Okay, so it's very, very polar machlokas. Bishanoslu, you just wrote it, it's a problem. So even if you gave it, it was given out tonight, it's not a problem. Okay? Rabbi Yechanon, the same Rabbi Yonah said, Ainbo, in the Bible it's called Reach HaGet, here it's called, the Ben Ari and the change of the Girsa, to Ainbo Mishum Zihum Kahuna. There is no pollution to Kahuna, right? The Ain based in Mizua Minosa. In other words, Basin does not consider her to be polluted by the fact that her husband wrote her against. Okay? Rabbi Chia Ruba, Vava Gabesil. Case came from Rabbi Chia the Great. And he passed him like Basil. There's no such thing as Zium Aget. Amalei Rab, Mar Yisrael Achnis, Atzim Cholim, Mispak Hazem Meruba. Why are you getting involved in such a big machlekes? Right? In other words, it seems that there was a trend to give Beis Shammai some credence on this. So therefore he said, why are you getting involved in such a big controversy? So the Gemara says...
Look at the
Korban
Eda. It's interesting.
Marius and Son, it says, oh, good. Okay, it's a good Korban Eda. In other words, here, maybe I guess she wasn't already married to somebody else, and they were saying, Chatchila should be Machmir. Omri said, Rabbi Shuab, Rabbi Yossi, Abaimi. He said, Rabbi Chibra said, Rabbi Shuab, Rabbi Yossi was agreed with me, and we both agreed. And Karalein, Rileon, and Rab said, oh, Tavima Shnai Mina Echad. Two people agreed. That's probably, then I take my back, in other words. Okay? Hamisaleres Bivno. This is a very strange case. I believe it's, but it's also in the Bavli. I think.
What does that mean?
What? One second. Maybe it's not in the Bavli. But anyway, Misaleres, well, she is. Rashi says, "Misachekes umichakekes bivno hakoton." She's playing naked with her child. Okay, So it looks very, it looks kind of like weird, and Beis Shammai poislim because they say she's pasul lakuna because maybe she had, it looks like they might have had. Obviously, they had no relations, but it looks bad, right? Similar idea to zium haget. This is also a form of zium, right? Beisel machshir. So it says no kosher, okay? Shnei noshim shu misal dozeh bezeh. This is lesbian behavior. Beisharmai posel lakuna because again it's it looks bad. It looks like a form of psul. Ubeisel machshir. Beisel says no. Two women who have lesbian activity are still kosher lakuna. Okay. Okay, Yashukoyach.